Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. This is Jumpstart number 2097, first written May 9th, 2018. Romans 12, verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. This verse came to my mind yesterday. I received an email from someone very dear to me. Their email included pictures of their family taken on a trip. Everyone was smiling and happy. They were letting me know that they were having a great time and that all was well. The next email in my box was from another dear friend. He was telling me of a death in the family. I could almost feel the tears as he wrote to me. Later in that day, another email from another friend. His wife was in the emergency room of the hospital. He wanted me to pray for her. Then before bed, another email. It was from someone in another state who wanted advice about a delicate situation going on in the congregation they attended. Then I FaceTimed some of my grandkids. They were eating push pops in the backyard and tried to give me a taste through the phone. Someday that probably would be working. Good news and bad news, concerning times and carefree times, laughter, smiles, and tears, all in the same day. Vacation time for some, funeral time for others. Several thoughts come from this when we think about a day like this. First, we do not all go through the same emotions or experiences at the same time. One family is on vacation and another family is saying goodbye to a loved one. It's easy to think that everyone feels the same as I do, but they don't. Rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep may happen within the same day. Not everyone walks into the church building is upbeat, excited, and glad to be there. Some come with guilt. Some come with fear and worry. Some have questions. Some are simply just not sure. Second, our verse doesn't tell us to change the feelings of others. We have no trouble with rejoicing with those who rejoice. However, when it comes to the weeping part, we do all we can to get them to stop that. Think about other things, we say. Count your blessings, we say. We like to use cute little expressions such as turn your lemons into lemonade. That does make us feel good, but it doesn't help a family who's arranging the funeral. Paul tells us to weep with them. Don't turn weeping into rejoicing. Don't change the person. Join them in their sorrow. Comfort them and be there for them. Third, life is a mixture of emotions. I sure got that lesson from one day's worth of emails. Up and down, happy and sad, good times and sad times. That's the construction of life. There are mountaintop moments and there are valleys. This is not only true of our emotions, but also our journey with the Lord. There are times when we feel strong and confident. Worship is a joy and fellowship is powerful. Then there are times when we don't like being around other people. There are times we must make ourselves go to worship. There are times when the valley never seems to end. An old Bible expression is, it came to pass. I tell people it came to pass, but it never comes to stay. But two powerful tools that will help us in our faith is our faith and our prayer. In good times, it makes us count our blessings and be thankful. In terrible times, it makes us hold on to God's hand and to seek Him. Up and down, just like that roller coaster, is life. The phone rings, it might bring good news or it might bring bad news. Jesus said that the rain descends and the floods came. Often they come quickly. Often they come at times when it's not best for us. We often think that life is a smooth canoe ride down a gentle river with bits of rough water here and there. But reality tells us that our journey is like a whitewater excursion with moments of calm water here and there. Fourth, our verse, rejoicing and weeping, reminds us that we are all in need of different things. Some need encouragement, some need prayers, some want celebrations, and some want to be alone. Underneath, our verse also reminds us that our spiritual makeup and our spiritual health can help us or hurt us during these times. Some may go overboard with celebrating in times of rejoicing. Others may give up when it comes to weeping. The stronger our faith, the more we'll be able to journey through those periods as God wants us to. This is true of our worship. Some want to sing those old slow songs. This is where their mind and their spirit are. Others want those peppy new songs. That's where their spirit and their mind are. Some want light sermons about a happy text. Others want to lower the net into something very heavy and very hard to understand. The weepers and the rejoicers, together in worship. I preached recently in a meeting about troublesome times. The audience was full of people that I knew. I preached funerals for most of these people. I knew their stories. So I started talking about death and what they had been through. At the end, everyone was crying. We were thinking about heaven and our loved ones and the hope that we have in Christ. I thought to myself, great job today. Preacher, you got the whole place bawling. Sometimes you can't avoid what needs to be talked about. Fifth, the ability to rejoice with others and to weep with others often comes from our own experiences. We've been there, got the t-shirt. We've been through happy times, rejoicing after baptism, sharing pictures of new grandkids, telling others about vacation travels, fun times. Rejoice with those that rejoice. Let them tell their story. Let them brag about their family. Don't try to outdo their story. My vacation was better than your vacation. My grandkids could do that years ago. Don't go there. That's not rejoicing with those who rejoice. That's stealing their moment and drawing attention to yourself. It's not about you. But we've also been with those who've cried. I remember the tears running down my cheek, praying from the pulpit for the Lord to take my mom. She was dying of cancer and it was time. The whole place was crying. I remember walking to a church building after a dear friend had passed away. He wasn't there that day. It just didn't seem the same. Use those experiences to help others weep. Again, listen. Don't make your sad stories worse than others. Don't do all the talking. Weep with them. Tears will come when you care. Tears come when you have a heart that is really there. Tears come when you love. What ties this passage all together is our fellowship, having someone to rejoice with and having someone to weep with. How empty it is to have something exciting but no one to share it with, or how heartbreaking it is to be so sad and there's no one there to comfort you. Our fellowship is simply that, fellows in the same ship. Together, we experience a journey of life, good times, bad times, plain old everyday times. Your words can lift a heart. Your joy can bring a sparkle to someone's eyes. Weeping and rejoicing. At the moment, you may not feel either, but you can share and help others. Together with the Lord, we journey through life. You and me, we need each other. We're made for each other. Even though we may not be at the same place and be different, there's plenty that we all can share on the same thing. Be there for others. Thank you so much for listening.